Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
नमस्कार, SBS हिंदी से मैं हूँ साहिल मकड़ और आज मेरे साथ हैं डॉक्टर अमनदीप हंसरा। डॉक्टर अमनदीप, आपका SBS पर स्वागत है।
Thank you for having me here.
डॉक्टर अमनदीप, सबसे पहले हम आपसे जानना चाहेंगे टेली हेल्थ के बारे में। कोविड के बाद हमने देखा है कि काफी जो है टेली हेल्थ की अपॉइंटमेंट्स अब कम हो गई हैं।
Yeah, so many of us were used to using telehealth during COVID. So instead of going into the practice to see our GP or specialist, we would use a video call or a phone call. And we got quite comfortable with that. And then what happened was after COVID was over, many people felt that they had to go back to the practice and see their doctor in person again. And I guess the important thing to remember is that we have telehealth now. It's here to stay. And if people want to continue seeing their doctor through the phone or through video, that they can do that when it's appropriate to do it. So if you've got a condition that you don't need the doctor to examine you, you might need your script renewed, or you might have a mental health issue that you want to talk through, then some of those things can be done over telehealth. So it's important to remember it's still available and you can still ask for it.
Dr. Amandeep, let's say our people are now these days working from home more often than they were doing it before. Does it mean that if I have to go and meet a GP, I can just simply do a telehealth appointment?
Yes, if you want to book an appointment with your GP, and most people can book online now, you can see options for having an in-person or a telehealth appointment, and you can book a telehealth appointment for whenever it's convenient for you if you don't want to leave home. So definitely more convenient. Every practice has their setup a little bit different in terms of how you book your appointments. Sometimes you might still need to call the practice, but if you're doing online bookings, you will see that that's an available option for most practices.
And I was also reading it somewhere. It says that you have to be a patient with this practice in the last 12 months, or you must have had an appointment with your GP in the last 12 months to continue to avail this services.
Yes, so the rule is that for you to use Medicare for your telehealth appointment, that you have to have seen that practice or a doctor in that practice in the last 12 months in person. Now, that appointment might have been you just getting your flu shot or a COVID vaccine, or, you know, it doesn't have to be a specific type of appointment, but you have to have been into the practice in the last 12 months. And it doesn't have to be the same GP. It can be any GP in the practice, but they want to know that there is a physical place you can go if you need to. And then, you know, once you've done that, once you can see the doctor via telehealth.
क्या आप ये हमको बता सकती हैं कि टेलीहेल्थ की कॉस्ट एडिशनल होती है जो हम पे करते हैं थ्रू मेडिकेयर, उसके अलावा भी कुछ एक्स्ट्रा कॉस्ट होती है?
It's the same as any other consult that you have with your GP. So some practices will bulk bill and some practices will charge a fee. It shouldn't be any different from you going in person, but every practice will set up their processes a little bit different. So I think you can certainly ask if people will bulk bill the telehealth appointment, and the GP practice can let you know. But it shouldn't cost the practice more to be able to see you, you know, using video or phone, but certainly ask them about that.
जी बिल्कुल, मुझे लगता है कि लोगों को पहले पूछ लेना चाहिए टेली हेल्थ सर्विसेज लेने से पहले, क्या कहीं उनको एडिशनल कॉस्ट तो नहीं देनी पड़ेगी। दिस विल सेव देम यू नो टाइम, एफर्ट एंड मनी। हाउ डू जीपीस फील अबाउट डूइंग टेली हेल्थ? इज इट मोर कन्वीनियंट फॉर देम? इज इट मोर इजियर फॉर देम? और डू दे स्टिल प्रेफर टू सी द पेशेंट इन पर्सन?
Every GP is different, and I think you will find some GPs are offering less telehealth now, so they may not even have it as a an option when you book, but you can ask for it. And if you ask for it, they should be able to make the arrangements for you to have telehealth, because some of them don't think that the patient wants it. And maybe they're wrong. Maybe they're just assuming that patients don't want it, when actually, I know for many patients, it's much more convenient where you don't have to take half a day off work to drive in, park, wait, an hour in the waiting room, and all of that sort of logistical problems. I think that the GP, some GPs are better with technology than others. That is also a factor. But I think if you do want it, most GPs are set up to do telehealth because they did during COVID. So I think if you're interested, just ask, and they should be able to offer it for you.
When we say telehealth, does it mean a video call or just a phone call?
It can be either. So sometimes it's more appropriate to do a video call. So if I've got a patient that has a rash or, something that a wound or something that I want to see, I will ask for a video call. Sometimes the patient will say, I just want to do a phone call. Like if you're giving them results, you can do a phone call and just say your blood test results showed all of these things. But sometimes if you want to see how sick somebody is, you would prefer to do a video call. But again, it's up to the patient and the doctor what they prefer.
And in your experience, how are patients feeling about it? Because some people might feel it challenging to do it over the phone or over a Zoom call.
Yeah, look, I think a lot of patients are getting very comfortable with using, FaceTime and WhatsApp and all these other platforms to talk to relatives. I know for me, I talk to relatives overseas all the time to catch up with them, and we use all of these tools. It's just like transferring that into the healthcare space. So if you feel comfortable doing video calls with family and friends, then there's no harm in trying it with your doctor. Obviously, the doctor will send you the right platform to use, because we have to be careful about, security online and make sure that your health information is protected. But I think patients generally love it. They're getting very comfortable with technology, and once they do it once, they will come back and do it again and again and again.
Yeah, like you said, there are some online security concerns. What concerns are we talking here, and how can people safeguard their privacy?
I think to remember, when you're doing a telehealth consultation, you kind of have to replicate what happens in person. So normally when you go into the GP practice or specialist practice, you'd be sitting in a room private with just you and the doctor there. So you kind of have to do that when you're doing it online. So I wouldn't recommend people having a consult with their doctor in an open office at work, where people can walk behind you and can hear what you're saying. So make sure you're in a private, quiet space that nobody else can hear what you're talking about. I think use the recommended platform that the doctor sends you. So the doctor says, this is a platform we're using, and gives you a link. Don't suggest FaceTime or WhatsApp, because there's a reason they've chosen that platform, to make sure that everything is private and secure. And the GP may send you something like a script or a letter or whatever you need afterwards. Again, they'll talk to you about what's the most secure way to send that to you, because you've got to remember, you're not sitting in the room, so they can't hand you the piece of paper anymore. So they may send you a script through your phone, and they give you a QR code, or they might send you something through secure email. But we just need to make sure that all of those mechanisms maintain your privacy and security.
Thank you, Dr. Amandeep, for sharing this valuable insight.
Thank you so much for having me.